I'm Specialist Jessica Heilman, and this is your AFN Humphreys Radio Update. According to recent studies, as many as 50% of high school seniors are graduating without a driver's license. As a result of that, 8th Army has an increased amount of service members coming to Korea without a stateside driver's license. Mr. Scott Went, the Deputy Safety Director for 8th Army Safety Office, provides insight on how this is being addressed with the Korean Driver's Licensing Program.
This is a way for 8th Army to train and enable soldiers that arrive here without a stateside driver's license to operate government vehicles on and around post. Our primary goal is to give inexperienced and unlicensed drivers the opportunity to operate vehicles with confidence and improve their skill set, especially in the Korean Peninsula. I know driving out there, as you go through traffic, it can get very dangerous and hectic really quick. And so we want to give them the confidence. And our approach on that is to have them train on one of the local economy drivers academies so that not only are they training by the host nation people, but then they're driving on the local economy, so they get some experience while they're getting that driver's license.
Mr. Scott explains why this program is necessary.
Army life would not be the same if you didn't have regulations. Everything's got a regulation for it. And again, that's what brings us here. Army Regulation 655 mandates that soldiers must have a stateside license or a license from the host nation in order to operate government vehicles.
For more information, head over to the 8th Army webpage and click on the Safety tab. That's your AFN Humphreys radio update. For more local news and information, check us out on Facebook at AFN Humphreys or check out behind the scenes action on Instagram at AFN.Humphreys. You can also listen to AFN 24/7 on AFN Go, now available on your local app store. I'm Specialist Jessica Heilman.